Hello.
Hi, Tina. Good morning.
Hi.
Tina, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I called your husband, and then I'm like, oops, wrong number. I was supposed to call Tina's number. He's like, it's all right. I noticed I had a missed call from you, and then I did receive a text message, so I was looking at your account, but I wanted to call you.
Yeah, I didn't know if there was a way that if I can change it or not.
I did see some revision requests.
Yeah, I just did that because I figured out how to do it on my own. I thought you guys would have to change it. You know, it took us a couple days to...
Yeah, we make it available to where if you want to make changes, you can, or we do it all, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And, so it took us a while. I told him, you need to review that website so I could verify it, and we need to do it, and he hasn't had time. Well, he looked at it last night, and he said, everything looks great. He said, but I'm not a veteran. So that was my thing with that part. And
okay.
And one of the pictures that we had on there, it looked more like out of his league. Like it was more of a construction type, building your home type.
Okay.
And that was the only picture that I didn't like or whatever because, you know.
Yeah, I see that there was, it said, yeah, client deleted the business photos. And then, yeah, so I do see that changes were made.
Uh-huh.
So I know today you have an appointment, right? They're gonna. I believe they're talking to you today about the My Site.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it looks like if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Let me take a look. I see this website looks good. Besides the veterans part. And then, let me see. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send it to client support just so that they can verify with you. Because I do see that revisions were made, right? So that's good. So I see it on my end. I'm going to put client needs contact. I'm going to say, let me see here. Make sure that the revisions she made are accepted. So you want everything else is good. Remove the veterans, and there was a photo that you had removed, right?
Yeah.
Wanted the.
And another part that I see that was empty was the mission statement. And, you know,
No mission statement?
Yeah, I was getting ready to look up, you know.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure. I mean, I think we could offer, put that up there, but I wouldn't
that
know
there
what
should
to
be.
Say.
Yeah, there is no mission statement and needs help with that as well. Also, how many photos did you remove, hon?
Just the one.
One photo that she felt was not, that was not relevant to what he does.
Yeah.
What he does. Please call her to review the changes she made to the page and let's see, and help her with a mission statement. And I'm putting on this on here for them to help you with the mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I put in there that if someone could contact you, because you wanted to make sure that the revisions that you made were accepted, wanted the veterans part let me see, wanted the veterans part, I'm just reading back my notes, what I wrote. Wanted the veterans part removed. There is no mission statement and needs help with that as well. Also, she removed a photo that she felt was not relevant to what he does. Please call her to review the changes she made to the page and help her with the mission statement. Okay.
Okay.
So I sent that message over. This way someone could just follow up with you on that. I do see that the revisions were submitted. So if I'm looking at the account, yes. Okay. So I do see, yeah, response. Okay. Manual changes. Okay. Awesome. So someone should be contacting you. I would say we always stay within 24 hours. It could be sooner than that, though. It just depends on how busy they are, but someone will get back to you. If anything, Tina, just message me back, send me a text message, and then I'll call you or call me, whichever works best for you. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And also, I was getting ready to look on my computer. I probably will if he goes down, but, you know, because
I hear he
had some pictures, you know, because he takes pictures at the work that he does.
Yeah.
And I need to get them together. And, you know, how would I, okay, say that if I got pictures together, how would I get that to you guys? Just email
it to you. You could email him to me and I'll forward it, but I can get you the email that is exactly where you would send photos.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me get one pen
and then I'll tell you right now. I'll text it to you, hon. No worries.
Oh.
Yeah, if it's easier, I could text it to you. So this way, you know what I mean? You don't have to find a pen to write it down.
Okay.
So I'll text you the email where you could send it to, and when you send the pictures, it'll automatically go there. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, because that's good. Whenever he's updating, like, to update pictures, I mean, definitely that's good that he's taking photos, you know, of the work that he's doing. I always tell everyone, make sure that you're taking pictures. I know sometimes people get super busy, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have time, but, I mean, it's important. Let them see the quality work that you do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll get that over to you. Let me see here.
I got a message about the Facebook, how you guys, I guess, already did the Facebook, but I didn't see a link or whatever to check that out.
Okay, let me see. Hold on one second. On the text message, I'm going to put, send your photos to this email. Let me see if I can grab your Facebook link. She's calming down, huh? They're so cute when they're that age.
She's clingy to me.
Oh,
and
really?
Maybe because, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom and she's, you know, I take care of his grandma, you know, she has dementia.
Oh, man, you got your hands full, huh?
Yeah, and I was doing three days and three nights in a row. And
oh, my goodness.
Now I just do, you know, Thursday night till Friday morning and Saturday all day till Sunday. But it's a lot with Gracelyn being more vocal and on the move and Grandma. So we're trying to get her more acquainted, like, with him, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, she... yeah, I even started, you know, looking up, like, what do we do, you know, when she's a clingy to one one parent than the other.
Right.
Because he, you know, it's like, I mean, he does a lot to help, but she's still like, you know, wants me all the time, wants me to pick her up and wants me to do, you know, and I'm busy trying to do this, doing that.
You're like, oh my gosh, I hear you.
It's like, go to dad, do it with dad, you know, and I don't know.
It's hard. It's hard when they're that little and they're just, because they're used to that one parent, right? She'll get out of it. When she reaches a certain age, she'll eventually just like kind of start going to him. My cousin went through that with her daughter, and because she was a stay-at-home mom, but once, I think it's when she hit a certain age, then all of a sudden she was cool with dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it ended up reversing where she was clingy to dad. She would cry and scream when he would leave to go to work.
Right.
I just sent you your Facebook link. I just texted it to you. Okay, so that way you could take a look at it. And then, you know, photos, this way they can be updated on Facebook too. Okay, so any pictures you send, they do update it across the board.
Okay, great.
All right, my dear. Well, any other questions, like I said, feel free and reach out. Call contact customer service. If you need it, like something urgent, message me too. I don't mind. Okay.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a blessed day. You're so welcome.
You too. Okay. Bye.